Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we are going to be talking money today, as we always do. And, you know, talking about the things that matter, fixing our income and fixing our outgo. That's the thing that you always got to focus on. And today's show is going to be, as always, those type of things. But I thought I'd start out and just kind of give you some motivation to begin with to not be this way. But I want to give you some of the scariest money facts that are out there right now. 1 in 7 retirees age 65 and older are living in poverty. 44% of the workers are not saving for retirement, and their excuse is they can't afford to. That's interesting. Over 53% of Americans do not believe their savings and investments will last as long as they last. Number four, 30% of retirees still have a mortgage. And that's more than double than it used to be back in 1989. Used to, people had their house paid for. About 80% of older Americans have at least one chronic disease. 68% have at least two. And as a result of that, healthcare becomes a big concern. And lastly, Social Security is supposed to provide about 40% of your income. And the trust fund has about 15 years left before it will be depleted. So anyway, I thought I would start out with some very positive news to start your day off. So what are you going to do to fix those things to where you are not part of the scariest facts that are out there when it comes to money and finance? Well, it always works to get educated. And I want to compliment you if you've been listening in. I also want to encourage you to go to RoyMatlockJr.com. Just posted my 45th podcast on educating you about money. That's what I've been doing for 35 years. I believe that once educated, you can make good decisions. And so one of the things that we'll start with is maybe 4, 5, 6 things that can help you to kind of get a mindset of where you want to go and get you motivated to do some things to make things happen. And so the first thing you always want to do is you always want to work on your income and make good money decisions. There's really two issues that affect the majority of people that are trying to move forward. The first one is that the lack of money is a problem. And in many cases, you are out there trying to figure out how to make ends meet. But the answer is that it's hard to make ends meet because you don't have your income where it needs to be. So what I always tell people is this. If you want to move forward financially, the first thing you need to do is look at your income and say to yourself, okay, what can I do in order to double my income? What would I need to do? What would I need to do to triple my income? What would I need to do to go make 10 times what I'm making? And you start thinking that way and you start getting motivated. And then from there, you say, well, how do I go about doing that? Well, here's what I have learned over time, that it doesn't matter pretty much what you do. If there's somewhat of a market for what you do, now I don't mean you're in this one little thing where three people in the whole world, you know, want what you're doing, but I don't care if you're a personal trainer, or you're a plumber or a roofer, or you work, you know, at a big corporation, whatever it may be, the one thing you always need to be working on is getting better at your skill set. And how do you do that? Well, the first step is you got to find something you like to do. The fact that you like it will allow you to enjoy your work. It's really not work anymore because you like it. It's fun. You wake up on Saturday and you're like, man, you know, I can meet with some people and do what I'm doing. And I feel like I've got a purpose here. You know, for me, I've been doing this, like I said, 35 years of helping people with their money. And I come in here, and if you've listened to my voice, I'm excited about what I'm doing. And so you want to go find something. So here's what I would say to you. If you're struggling with your income, step number one is ask yourself, do I even like what I'm doing? And if you don't, you got to make a change. You know, if you keep doing the same things over and over and over again, you're probably not going to get a different result out of it. You know, it's just, you know, white cake mix equals white cake, chocolate cake equals chocolate cake. I mean, if you go and you bake 20 cakes that are white cake and think you're going to get a chocolate, it's not going to happen. If you keep doing things you don't like doing, you're not probably going to put yourself in a position to get good at it because you don't even like it. All right. And so as a result, you have a challenge growing your income. So the first step I would do is I would ask myself, on Sunday night, do I like waking up on Monday morning thinking about I can't wait to get started tomorrow and go kill it? And if you're not at that point, then here's what you need to do. You need to find some other options. Maybe you need to get educated, go back to school, start a business, do something on the side, do something that has a back end to it that will allow you to grow your income. So step number one is we always want to work on my income. And then the other thing we want to do is we want to make good money decisions. Good money decisions are things that allow us to have a gap between our income and our outgo. So what I always tell people is this: anything you manage always gets better. It always improves, anything you manage. So start thinking about your money and thinking about managing it and paying attention to it and applying some discipline to your life. And, you know, go to roymatlockjr.com and download the budget forms and get your budget set up to where you're spending less than you make. Let me give you an example. If you're out there, you're making a decent income, and I say decent income, maybe got a household income of $85,000, $90,000, something like that. You're not getting rich, but you're doing enough to be in a position where you should be able to save some money and do some things. But let's just say you're making $90,000 and you're spending $96,000. Well, the first year, you don't really recognize it because you bought the car and you went in debt and you're paying the payment. And then you do it again the next year, and then you do it again the next year, and then now 4 or 5 years into it, with interest, and now you're having to buy another car and you're doing all these different things, you got an issue. You got $20,000, $30,000 in debt, consumer debt. You've got more going out than you got coming in, and now you're spending $96,000 and you're actually having to pay the $96,000, but you're only making $90,000. So now what we got to do is we got to take a look and say, well, let's manage what we're doing. First step is let's cut some cost. Let's decide right off the bat, you know, to eliminate all of our expenses and decide which ones we want to keep, and any of them that we're locked into, let's figure out how to get out of it. You know, I tell people this: if you're trying to decide if you're going to make a decision, financial decision, I have people all the time, they say, well, I've got a, you know, it's this stock I inherited and it's worth this. I'm trying to decide if I want to sell it. I said, well, here's real simple. All you need to do is ask yourself, if you didn't own it, would you be searching it out and would you buy it? All right. And most of them say, no, I wouldn't do that. I said, well, that's what you're doing. And so the way you make decisions is this. You say, well, if I wasn't doing it and was not tied into it, would I go about doing it? All right. Would I sign back up? You know, I do that with my business. I do that with my life. I say, you know, if I wasn't doing this, would I start over with it? And so one of the keys is you got to always be thinking about making good money decisions. And then that way you'll be in a position where one day you're going to have less going out than you have coming in because you're working on your income. You're getting things moving. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. We're going to continue. We got some great, I've got maybe 8 different things to help you get started. And we'll be right back in just a short break and continue on how to save 20 or 25% of your income. How about that? I hope you're enjoying today's podcast. Listeners tell me they love the education they get, and I'll keep doing that. Yet I keep hearing things like, I'm worried about my financial future. I'm worried about retiring. I'm fearful of running out of money. I'm confused. I'm concerned. You know, all these different words that, you know, really just kind of scare people and scare me when I hear that. And I ask myself, why is it that if you love this show and you're listening to this podcast and all this great information, it's not happening. Well, it's called procrastination. So I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing is this. If you were referred to the show by one of my affiliates, they may have been talking to you about getting your finances straight and you haven't done it yet, then I would encourage you to set that one-on-one financial coaching session where they can meet with you and actually put in place the things that you personally need in order to reach your financial independence number. If not, I would encourage you to visit roymatlockjr.com. You can go there, download some of our great pieces like How Money Works, and then also pick the phone up and schedule a time. We can set you up with someone in your area. Call this number, 615-843-2999, 615-843-2999, and stick with me. We've got more to come. All right, we're back. Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we're talking money, and we're going to continue talking money today. We've got so many good things. I got stacks of things that will help you get ahead financially, and so let's think about this. It's not what you earn that counts, but what you keep. That's the profit. And so we want to have a goal of saving 20 or 25% of the income that we earn. Let me give you some numbers that I think are pretty cool numbers that, you know, are happening right now. You know, we have more millionaires right now in their 401k than there has ever been. How about that? And the average saver, when they're out there saving their 401k, they're saving about 13% of their income. How about that, guys? Is that cool? People are actually moving forward. You know why they're moving forward? I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that they're seeing some growth. They're thinking, man, I can actually get ahead. That's pretty cool. And so we're going to talk a little bit about, as we go into the show, exactly what to do to pick your 401k. Because you've got them right now, you probably want to do that. So how do we start saving 20, 25% of our income? And then the reason we do that is in order to really move ourselves forward. Well, the first thing is this. If you're just tuning in, you've got to manage what you do. Anything you manage will do better. Right? You want to manage your health, it'll do better. You want to manage your fitness, it'll do better. You want to manage your money, if you pay attention to it, it will do better. Anything you manage improves automatically. So what you do is you say to yourself, I'm going to take a look at my finances every morning or every afternoon. I'm going to spend some time working on my finances. Now, how do I go about working on it? Well, you know, you read. You take some time. You know, I get up every morning and I read. You know, that's my trade. I read probably, you know, at least an hour every day, just honing my skills. The second thing is you listen. You know, when you get in your car can become your classroom. You know, most people drive probably an hour every day, and rather than just listening to music or things like that, maybe you should listen to things like the show, or listen to a podcast that has something to do with helping you get educated when it comes to your money and earning money. And so what you want to do is you want to start working on getting more knowledgeable every day and pay attention to what you're doing every day. And when you start doing that, time begins to compound, just like compound interest. And when you start adding more knowledge to your arsenal when it comes to your money, what's going to end up happening is you're going to start seeing your finances improve. This has been my experience with people. Most people make small bad decisions compounded over time. In other words, they're spending a little bit more than they make, and then one day they wake up and they're like, golly, I'm you know, what happened? And what happened was they were just not really managing that much. So then they pull back and they say, you know what, I'm going to cut some costs. I'm going to have a $6 coffee every morning. I'm going to change some of those little things change it $300-$500 a month, you know, by eating at home one more time rather than going out, maybe, you know, cutting the vacation back one night, you know, rather than, you know, and that may save you $200 or $300, whatever that number is. But over a period of time, you start looking at that. Maybe you're going to start buying used cars rather than new cars. Maybe you're going to, you know, start looking at, that Facebook thing where you can buy all that stuff for half price and things like that. And before you know it, you're like, wow, I quit this retail spending and now my, wow, I got some money left over. This is pretty cool. And so what we want to do is we want to start managing and looking at ways to free up money to save, looking at ways to get more educated where we get our money growing for us. We want to start maxing out, especially those retirement plans where we get matching funds. Then we want to start looking at starting, you know, today rather than next year, those kind of things. And so unless it's clearly defined and written, you're probably not going to stay focused enough to get obsessed. See, back in the days, back in the early 80s, when I first started doing this, I walked into the business of helping people with their money when I was a disaster to begin with. So the first thing I did was I made a decision that I was going to fix my finances. I was going to figure out how to get my financial affairs in order, and then I would have a story to tell. So the first thing I did was, you know, I had credit card debt, I had two car payments, I had a house that, you know, I couldn't really afford. I had all these different things going on, and my income wasn't there, and I thought, okay, this is not good. I'm way too stressed at 25 years old. I am way too stressed. And so I started working on it. First thing it is, I got on a budget. Second thing I did, in getting on that budget, I started doing cash in my pocket. Back then, today, we've got different ways of budgeting. But the bottom line is that I had a weekly cash amount of money that I lived on that was below my expenses. I started doing that. Eventually, I was able to pay off all the credit card debt. I sold the cars that were expensive cars and bought used cars. I was able to get out of debt on those cars within about a year. And then my credit got better. I was able to refinance my house and save some money. And before you know it, my income went up. And here's what happened. I went from having $40,000 a year going out and $30,000 a year coming in to having $100,000 a year coming in and $40,000 a year going out. And before I knew it, I was saving a bunch of money. I was getting ahead. And every time that I brought my income up, I would just raise my drafts because I knew that that was the foolproof way of doing it. Even a fool like me can get that money snatched out of my checking account every month, put into my retirement account, put into my future accounts that get me ahead. And so one of the things that I always recommend to people is this: always automate your savings. You know, we pay our house payment. One of the things about a house payment, especially if a 15-year mortgage, which, by the way, a 15-year mortgage, about 60% of your payment goes to principal. So it's a forced savings plan where you're really starting to accumulate. So that's just another thing. Plus, you cut your interest rate currently on mortgages if you go about doing that. So with all that being said, what you do is you start thinking about, well, I'm going to get on a pay myself first plan. And when I pay myself first, it means, you know, if I have a 15-year mortgage, maybe we'll refinance. I'm going to give you a stat that blew my mind. And that stat is, don't know your mortgage rate. You're not alone. 27% of the population that own a home don't even know what interest rate that they have on their home. And you can go out and refinance right now, some of the lowest interest rates it's ever been, and that's just easy money to save. And I'll talk a little bit about how you refi right now. If you refi, I always tell people, walk into the mortgage company and say, here's what I owe. I owe $200,000. When I walk out of here, I want to owe $200,000. I don't want to finance closing costs. I don't want to pay closing. I don't want any of that stuff. I want to owe $200,000 when I leave. And then what I want to do is I want to take a look at, if I were to have the same number of years left on my mortgage, what would my payment be? All right, so let me give you an example. Let's say you owe $200,000 and you've got 27 years left. and you're paying $1,000 a month on that loan. Well, you go in to refinance it and you say, I want to owe $200 and I want to have 27 years left. What would my payment be? And they say it would be $900. You say, okay, that's cool. I saved some money. I actually saved some money. I didn't go in debt, okay, trying to get out of debt. Now, what does that mean? In other words, I didn't go borrow, okay, $200,000, pay another $5,000 in closing cost, and refinance my 27 years into 30, and then blow the difference. I didn't do it that way. So when we refi, we want to automatically do things that will allow us to get out of debt sooner and not go deeper in debt when we do it. How about that? And so when you're talking to a mortgage company, here's what you do. You tell them, I want to owe the same. And I do not, under no circumstances, want to have to pay for a longer period of time. I don't want to do that because that's no good. I want to get out of debt sooner and make things happen like that. And so just good advice on how to do things. 27% of the population has no idea what their interest rate is. So good chance that you might should consider doing something that will allow you to refinance and get moving in the right direction. Hey, my name is Roy Matlock Jr. We've got more things coming. I've got, let's see, 5 ideas that will help you move forward and get your finances fixed once and for all. We'll be right back. I hope you're enjoying today's podcast. Listeners tell me they love the education they get. And I'll keep doing that. Yet I keep hearing things like, I'm worried about my financial future. I'm worried about retiring. I'm fearful of running out of money. I'm confused. I'm concerned. You know, all these different words that, you know, really just kind of scare people and scare me when I hear that. And I ask myself, why is it that if you love this show and you're listening to this podcast and all this great information, it's not happening? Well, it's called procrastination. So I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing is this. If you were referred to the show by one of my affiliates, they may have been talking to you about getting your finances straight and you haven't done it yet, then I would encourage you to set that one-on-one financial coaching session where they can meet with you and actually put in place the things that you personally need in order to reach your financial independence number. If not, I would encourage you to visit roymatlockjr.com. You can go there, download some of our great pieces like How Money Works, and then also pick the phone up and schedule a time. We can set you up with someone in your area. Call this number, 615-843-2999. 615-843-2999, and stick with me. We've got more to come. All right, we're back. Roy Matlock Jr., if you're just tuning in, we're working on the goal, the mindset, the plan, all that kind of stuff, a plan to get you in a position to where, you know, your income is right, your outgo is right, you're saving 15, 20, 25% of your income, you're starting to move forward. Some of the things that we have to do is always manage things. If we anything we manage, we improve on. I don't care what it is. You start managing it and paying attention to it, you're going to move forward. One of the things I tell people every time is make sure that you have an educational plan in place for whatever you want to be good at. Hey, this show is about being good at making money and saving money and making good financial decisions. So I always tell people have an educational plan in place to where you spend, I mean, come on, if you could spend 15 to 30 minutes a day just driving to work, you would be in a great position if you did nothing more than listen to some of these podcasts that I put together or any other great ones that are out there. And then that way you start learning what's going on. I'll never forget a guy named John Maxwell. He was a friend of mine, played a lot of golf with John. John has written every kind of book under the sun on leadership development. And I remember John would come to Nashville and his publisher was here, Thomas Nelson at the time. And we would talk and play golf. And one of the things he did back in the days, and this is in the days of cassette tapes, he would have these rubber bands and these rubber bands around cassette tapes, and he would take and he would have his self-improvement tapes that he planned in advance for the week. And so what he would do is he would have a couple of rubber bands around two cassette tapes, and then that would be Monday. And then he'd have two more on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. And so what he did is he had a system every day that when he got in the car, first thing he did was he stuck those cassette tapes in, and it gave him some good information, okay, while he's driving along, to be able to learn and to get better at the skill set he had. Back in the days when I was training a lot of people to be in the financial business, one of the things I told them is this: listen, make your car your classroom. And so we did the same thing. I would have these cassette tapes and then eventually CDs and things like that. And I even told them, I said, look, you want to force yourself into getting really good at it? Just unplug that that antenna and just listen to tapes. And I said, the only exception would be listen to the Money Game in the afternoon when I was doing that from 1 to 4 every afternoon. And so, but the point being is that you start doing things like that. You change your habits a little bit. You start getting educated. So think in terms of, you know, what are you going to do in order to get more educated so you can make better decisions? And, you know, money is one of the most important decisions that you can make. By handling it well, it relieves stress out of your life. It does all those kind of things. So the first thing we want to do is we want to start managing the process. We want to pay attention to the money we're spending. I have QuickBooks that I use, and it tracks all of my spending. I know what's going on. I can tell you my profit and loss. I can also tell you my personal profit and loss. And so I look at things like that. It's real simple. It's tied into my bank account. All I do is hit a button. It uploads all that kind of stuff, and I'm able to do that. So what I do is I set goals in advance for the year. I set goals for 5 years, for 10 years, where I want to be. I look at what my net worth is at the end of the year, and that's my assets minus my liabilities. I start looking at that. I look at how much recurring income that I have, that if I were to do nothing, I call it do nothing money, how much income do I have coming in recurring that I don't have to worry about that's going to continue to go forward. And I have all these things. I put them into on my laptop, and I write them out, and, you know, I got my little presentation, then I print them, and then I look at them, all right, and then they're very clearly defined, and then I get a buy-in myself on why I want to do this. In other words, what's the outcome going to be like? How great is it going to be when this happens? So I'm selling myself. And then once that happens, I begin to start automatically making decisions that will cause all of this to happen. I don't know why it is, but I'm just telling you, this is the way things work. Once you make a decision, everything happens. Everything, all the obstacles get out of the way. Some of you right now are sitting here sick and tired of the position you're in. So I'm giving you the plan to get yourself into a great position. The plan is that you got to get educated. You've got to have written goals. You got to do all these kind of things, which will allow you to start moving forward. See, one of the things that I believe is this, is that you need to have clearness and focus, all right, on where you want to go so you can make decisions. Okay, what's the long-term plan? Why am I doing this? Why am I sacrificing this? Why am I buying this rather than buying that? Well, here's why: because I have this goal, all right, and this goal is I want to be able to have my spouse stay home and raise the children, all right, or I want to be in a position one day to where I can tell that job, okay, take this job and shove it. I'm not working here anymore, right? The old song. And so you put yourself in that position. How do you put yourself in that position? It doesn't just happen. Are you waiting for the lottery? No, you're not waiting for the lottery. What you're going to do is you're going to work on clearness and focus and being better educated. And then what you do is you start asking for help. You start looking for people who can mentor you, you know, and be very coachable. Search out mentors. Find people that have been financially successful. If you want to become financially successful, if you want to learn how to run a business and be a successful business owner, best place to look is somebody who has started a business, ran the business, scale that business up and been successful doing that. And if you do that, they can help you. If you go find people that have talked a good game but never done it, they've never made anything happen, they don't have any, you know, real lifestyle or recurring income that's legit, all right, then those are not the people you look to. It's the same with your money. I always believe this. I believe that everybody that has become highly successful, they'll look back, the greatest athletes, they'll look back and they'll say, you know, I had some mentors. These are people that talked to me and spent some time and took an interest in me. And from that, I learned what was going on and I got better. You know, in my business, you know, I had people early on in the business and even to this day, people that I confide in that are very qualified mentors. And those people, and we help each other. All right, by going out there and just continuing to learn and do things. And, you know, I'm reading all the time, stuff like that. But find that qualified mentor. That's why I believe that you find someone in the financial business that's full-time doing this kind of stuff, that's got their that's what they do. They're obsessed with it. They are the type of people, you can ask them any question. You know, I have a doctor like that, that you know, I don't care what the question I have, he's got the answer because he's obsessed with it. He's like an auto mechanic for your body, all right, and he knows how to make things happen, okay, and he knows what causes this and causes that. See, guys, in money and business, there's a cause and effect. It's always actions have consequences. If you're, you know, doing things, let me give you some examples of things that happen. If you finance things that go down in value, you're going to end up not doing well. How about that? If you finance things that go down in value. So what you want to do is you want to start looking at ways to pay cash for things that go down in value. And if you are going to finance something, you want to finance things that go up in value. That's simple. The other thing is this. You never pay taxes on money you're not currently using. How about that? That's a simple one. So tax-deferred growth, tax-free growth, that's where retirement plans come in. That's where Roth IRAs come in, things like that to where you can defer taxes. That's why if you buy and hold things, like if you buy a rental house and it doubles in value and you never sell it, then you don't pay taxes on it. So you never pay taxes on money you're not using. How about that? Little things like that, little ideas. So, you know, you want to get ahead, stop buying retail. Don't finance things that go down in value. All right. Make sure that you're not paying taxes on money you're not currently using. Make sure that you're finding ways to cut your taxes, because when you cut your taxes, guess what happens? That's cash that you can save. Your taxes for many of you are your biggest expense, even bigger than your house payment. So why wouldn't you have a tax plan to pay attention to things like that? And then what you want to do is you want to make sure that your money's growing, not just, you know, getting eaten alive by inflation, and learn about how money works. Those kind of things. And so this is what we do. I hope you're enjoying the show, because this is the stuff that we do all the time. I do this. I wake up every day. This is what I do. And stay with me. We're gonna get into how to save money next and what we do in order to move forward. Stay with me. We'll be right back. I hope you're enjoying today's podcast. Listeners tell me they love the education they get, and I'll keep doing that. Yet I keep hearing things like, I'm worried about my financial future. I'm worried about retiring. I'm fearful of running out of money. I'm confused. I'm concerned. You know, all these different words that, you know, really just kind of scare people and scare me when I hear that. And I ask myself, why is it that if you love this show and you're listening to this podcast and all this great information, it's not happening? Well, it's called procrastination. So I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing is this. If you were referred to the show by one of my affiliates, they may have been talking to you about getting your finances straight and you haven't done it yet, then I would encourage you to set that one-on-one financial coaching session where they can meet with you and actually put in place the things that you personally need in order to reach your financial independence number. If not, I would encourage you to visit roymountlockjr.com. You can go there, download some of our great pieces like How Money Works, and then also pick the phone up and schedule a time. We can set you up with someone in your area, call this number, 615-843-2999, 615-843-2999, and stick with me. We've got more to come. All right, guys, we are back. Today has been a day on mindset. And the mindset's maybe one of the most important things that you can ever have if you want to get ahead financially. If you want to do things, you got to be intent on doing things. You got to be clear. You got to have a clear, concise mental picture of where you want to be per Think and Grow Rich. One of the great books on mindset. And I really believe that you can will it over a period of time when you start believing in it and you start giving yourself a reason to think that you should deserve to move forward. How does that work? Well, here's what happens. I believe totally in actions and consequences. I can name you people that have come from every walk of life that decided they wanted to win, but there was a way to go win. You know, they decided they were going to do something different. You know, the crowd's going to the left, they go to the right, because the crowd's not doing it the right way. And they somewhere, somehow, they just muddle through it. It looks like they're never going to succeed. But what they do is they start adding up and compounding knowledge and experience. Let me give you an example. Let's just say that you're going to invest an hour every day on getting your career and your personal finances straight. In other words, doing better. In other words, you're going to read on how to grow my income. I'm going to find out something I want to do. I'm going to just start studying that. Maybe I want to be an entrepreneur. Maybe I want to move up the corporate ladder. Whatever it is, I'm going to spend 30 minutes on that. And the cool thing is you can spend it from, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning driving to work. And some of you drive even longer than that. You stick your headset on and off you go. So I'm going to spend 30 minutes on that. And I'm going to spend 30 minutes on personal finance. I'm going to read. I'm going to listen. I'm going to do all this kind of stuff. So that's an hour. And you say, you know, what did I do? I missed out on nothing, really. What I did was I just decided that I would just take my time and invest it in a way that I can, you know, be productive. How about that? That's a better way of doing it. And so with that being said, you don't think that much about it, but, you know, you do that for 365 days, and now you have just moved to what? 365 hours of working on me, getting ahead. I got a question for you guys. If you have 365 hours of learning, all right, and training on making money and keeping money, what do you think is going to happen? Well, that's just a year. And then you get in the habit, and then the next year, guess what you do? You do it again, and now you got 2 years of that. And the next thing you know, you do it for 5 years. You got 1,800 hours of specialized training on the two things that will really dramatically change your whole life, one of which is making money, the other one which is holding on to the money you make. And you do that, and you're like, man, you know, my finances are getting better. Oh, wow, I've got $100,000 saved. You know, I'm taking my income and I used to be making 30 grand. Now I'm making 80 grand or 100 grand or 200 grand. And because I know what I'm doing, I'm not spending all my money and I'm saving 50 grand a year. And before I know it, I've got $500,000 saved. And then we had a market, you know, like 2019 and, you know, I made 20% of my money and gosh, I made 100 grand last year on my investments. And wow. Okay. And how did you go about doing that? Well, here's what you did. You got up in the morning. And you had a plan, and you had a plan on growing your income and understanding your money. All right, how about that? And you got in the car, you turned on your iPhone, had a headset in, maybe played it through there, all right, through the radio, Bluetooth. And Sunday night, you schedule this whole week out. So I'm going to do, you know, Sunday night, this is my week coming forward. These are things I'm going to listen to. And the cool part is on a podcast like my podcast, all you gotta do is sign up for it and you're going to get it every week. All right. And so then you don't even have to plan it because it's already going to be delivered. So maybe you pick that up, you pick up a few more things on, how to run a business or how to get great at whatever you do. If you're an engineer, so you become a great engineer, or you're a doctor, whatever, you're a real estate agent, you do all those kind of things, and suddenly, guess what's happened? You've put the time in to get good. This is a self-improvement show today. That's what I'm working on, teaching you how to go win the money game. That's what we do. We teach. That's what I have done my whole life, is I teach people how to win the money game. I have people that come in and meet with us, and we help them with their finances. We have other people that come in that we help them with their finances, and then I've developed people that are sharp that want to go change careers. I teach them how to become a business owner, and the business is the business of helping people with their finances. Hey, that's how it works. So let's take a look here. So let's say you have a goal. All right. And let's say you're able to get 9% on your money. Now, we don't know what the market's going to do, but I can historically go back in time and, you know, look at what it's done in the past. And 9% is reasonable over an extended period of time. You know, we're going to have years where the market goes up. I think the number is, you know, 76% of the time it goes up. If it goes up, it goes up 19%. 24% of the time it goes down 12%. And here's the cool thing about those 12% downers. You don't have to participate. And here's how you don't participate. You make sure you have an emergency fund in case you lose your job or something like that. And you don't worry about it. If you got a 401k, you're just buying in every month. So things are moving in the right direction there. So you don't have to participate in those down markets. You can be buying in those down markets. And so what happens is you over a long period of time, you turn around, and before you know it, you've got a nest egg. So let's take, and let's say to begin with, you had a goal. And here's your goal. Your goal is you want to have $1 million in cash. Now, at 9%, if you have $1 million in cash, here's what's going to happen. You're going to have $2 million in cash in 8 years. So what's going to happen? You're going to go work to get your million. And then what's going to happen is your million's going to go work at 9%. It's going to double in 8 years. You're going to make the next million off of your million doing nothing. It's called do nothing money. So how about this? You go work, you save $1 million. At 9%, if you wanted to do it, here's an example. Some of you that have big incomes right now, it takes $13,000 a month at 9% for 5 years. And guess what? You got $1 million. So probably, if you're listening right now, we have people listening out there that have gone out there and really rocketed their income. They've gone out and started businesses. They've done things like that. Well, if you take and you've got a recurring income and you say $13,000 a month for 5 years, at 9%, you'll have $1 million. If you look at 10 years, it's $5,100 a month. How about that? $5,100 a month. So let's say that you're making $150,000 a year, $200,000 a year. You pay your taxes. You save 25% of your income. And now 10 years later, you got $1 million. Now, here's the cool part. Once you have that $1 million, what's going to happen over the next 8 years? You're going to make another million, all right? And that's just on the compound interest at 9%. So let's say you have 20 years to do it. You say, hey, I'm 25 years old. I want to have $1 million. Or I waited to get started saving money. Now I've got my income doing better. I got 20 years till I'm 65. I need to save $1,486 a month. So here's the numbers. You want to have $1 million in 5 years? $13,000 a month. You want to have it in 10 years? $5,000 a month. You want to have it in 20 years? $1,486 a month. So now what we're going to do is we're going to do that, and we're going to start moving forward. How about that, guys? Now, what if you took and you said, hey, what if I've got $100,000 right now? All right. And I decided what I would do is I'm going to put in $100,000. Okay. And if I leave it alone, 10 years from now, it's $250,000, 9%. 20 years from now, it's $600,000. 30 years, $100,000 grows to $1.5 million. So why do I put $100,000 in the equation? Because $100,000 is the starting point, guys. That's what you want to do. You want to start thinking that way. I'm going to go save $100,000. What am I going to do? How am I going to do that? I'm going to, you know, work on the side. I'm going to do whatever I got to do. I'm going to save one of my incomes and live off the other income if you're married, that kind of deal. And so now you got $100,000. Well, think about this. One time $100,000, 30 years later, you got $1.5 million. How about that? One time $100,000, $1.5 million. What if you had $2,000 a month? You say, well, how do I save $2,000 a month? Well, again, here's how you save $2,000 a month. You save $2,000 a month, you do something on the side, you cut your cost, you raise your income, you get more educated, more valuable to where you got an extra $2,000 a month, start saving $2,000 a month. Get this, $2,000 a month in 10 years, you got $390,000. All right. In 30 years, you got $3.6 million. So what if you had $100,000? Set aside and $2,000 a month. That's $1.5 million off the $100,000. and $3.7 million off of the $2,000 a month. See how it works? That's 30 years out. Now you're not, I mean, and here's the thing. There's always going to be 30 years. There's always going to be 40 years. There's always going to be 50 years. There's always going to be 100 years for somebody. And the reason I say that is, you know, I have kids right now. You know, I think about Bezos, you know, the wealthiest guy around. When he passes away, or like the Apple founder, when he passed away, his income and his investments and his net worth didn't go away. It went to the next generation and the next generation and the next generation. It's going to continue doing that kind of thing. And so what you need to be doing is thinking big and start thinking about, okay, all right, I'm going to write down some goals. And I'm going to write these goals down in a way, and I'm saying to myself, you know what? I'm going to win. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to win. And the way I'm going to win is I'm going to raise my income, cut my cost, get educated on what to do with it, and I'm going to start winning. And I'm going to stop struggling, because you can. And that's what we do. We help people get their finances fixed once and for all. I hope you've enjoyed the show today. Today was about goal setting. We will continue to help you do these things. Stay tuned and tune into some of our podcasts. All right. I mean, listen to the shows. We have budget forms. We have everything to help you get ahead. I've been in the advisory business now for 35 years. I have a staff of people, qualified people, that can help you set up a plan and make specific product recommendations. So I want to encourage you, call our office, 615-843-2999, 615-843-2999, or go to roymatlockjr.com, download some of our materials like How Money Works, and get your finances fixed once and for all.